Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. This is Allison here, along with Johnny. Roderick will be along soon. Tonight, affiliates are Best Western, where you can save us 20% off, along with 20% off from per select down bedding at Pacific Coast. And to boot, here's another one of our affiliates, Adam and Eve, where you get 10% off of your whole order, which you use the code MELON10. It's valid through the first through from July 1st to September the 1st. And if you need calendars, you could go and get 50% off of all off of calendars, plus free shipping over $25, which you can all find this and much more at our site, which is amcpressco.com, which has all our awesome affiliates, where you won't be disappointed. Food, you could actually use it for your sexual endeavors too. And Red Hood has arrived, and we're going to be discussing how Facebook.
Of course, I've just been in the back room doing a bit of dealing violin concertos.
Facebook, and you've got to admit, Facebook is really. Is really fucking with their users, with using their users for study. I don't think we signed up for that. I think anyone
I don't think that each of us who have a Facebook should be subject to this.
I agree.
How can you be so stupid as to tell us, we're going to unwittingly put you in an experiment which researchers are tampering with news feeds to either over negative or positive stories? I mean, that's yellow journalism.
It's like you would rather see people want to be depressed, but no one wants to be depressed. No one wants to go through the mill. Yes, we're going to end up fucking with your lives for a day or so. Or more.
I mean, fucking with their lives. And they're going, oh, yes. We're going to fuck with their lives. And I went, sorry, what?
It's like, how the fuck no? Time the fuck out.
I mean, how
get
do you...
Get a clue?
No, not even get a clue. That's... insanity. It's insanity.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, yes, we're going to play with these people's lives for a quick minute. Maybe.
I mean, just because he has a psychology degree and he has a mother who is a psychologist does not mean he can fuck with people's lives.
Right. It's like you're wanting, it's like you're fucking with people. What if someone did something on his account? Then there would be legal action. Which legal action means Facebook loses money. Or Facebook goes bye-bye.
Well, Facebook can't go bye-bye, but they can. They can kick its president out.
Right.
Well, Facebook went bye-bye, it would be like World War III.
I don't think so, Tony. I think that if you were to do that, then if you were to do that, then it would be an atrocity among the world, really. You know?
It's like Facebook is in a nice space. How
it's not my
thing. But it's still that popular, like MySpace was. So, wouldn't you tend to say, oh, you are, oh, no, you can't do X, Y, Z, or we're going to start fucking with your lives. I see people might get sick of that.
Well,
it's almost
people
like,
get sick of, I think people get sick of it no matter what.
Right.
And it is, you know, it's what, it's incredible because he thinks, oh yeah, no, it's gonna, it's going to fuck up your life and be one of those things, that you don't you don't really sort of want to do.
Right.
But you kind of have to.
Right. I can understand. But I still look at it saying, we didn't sign up for this. This does not rectify the means of, yes, we're going to do a study and not tell anyone that you're not even saying, oh, we're running a study. Oh, would you like to take
Well, it's not even we're running a study. It's not even we're running a study. You don't announce it. It's like a placebo.
Right.
You know,
right.
And because of the placebo, if we all studied science, right, you'd understand is you get a fake pill and then the real pill. But you don't, the thing with Facebook is that they failed to mention
Salesman mentioned just how much they were screwing people.
And I would be more concerned with what people are, emotions are could change on a daily, in a quick minute or however people, like, people's emotions are not something you play with.
No.
Because sometimes when you play with people's emotions, it tends to go...
Uh-oh.
It tends to become very bad. It's like, you want to play with my emotions. It would be saying, I'm going to corner this woman and see where this goes and see how much she wants to not give in.
Well, I mean, not give in is an understatement. By virtue of not giving in, how do you then, what's your will stamina? That's my question. You know, everybody has it differently.
Right.
Everybody does it differently. And the fact that she is, or this person, has sort of secretly done this is insane. It's not that I'm providing generalities here, but
right.
Yet, you know, a newsfeed is a newsfeed, is a newsfeed, is a newsfeed. We all come, you know, we all come up to it differently.
Right.
And, you know, how do you, sort of do that? You know?
Right.
How do you do it in a way which is ethical?
Right.
You know?
See, some people out there don't, we're not bad at eye and say, you're going to hell in a handbasket, and
well, of course, everybody who wouldn't understand it doesn't understand it.
Right.
Will not understand it, you know, and that's what
and when there's a will there's a way and when that will
well there's a will there's a way but also there's a will, there's a way, and it is the kind of thing that sort of pisses me off that Facebook doesn't tell anything, much like researchers don't tell anybody what they're doing.
Right.
That's what pisses me off about it.
That's what, like,
I agree.
Facebook's like, oh, we're going to change it without your permission. We're just going to make a change.
But... You know, then again, not enough people read, excuse me, terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm. Or
you
go through them, you read them, and then you say, oh, they have no right to do that.
Well, in all reality, yeah, you do.
like, your photos could potentially be theirs and have no right to them.
And that's, you know, ladies and gentlemen, why I post so little on Facebook of my personal photos. You know, if
right.
any of my friends are listening,
and
that's
you still
why.
And you still have your rights to them, but you just know that you have to be super careful. Or if there's photos you would not want to post, you don't post them. You post random shit. Clearly, there's ways around the system, too.
Well, there's ways around the system to the extent of to the extent of the law.
Right. Because Facebook can't just use your photos.
If they do, well, Facebook can't use your photos, period.
Right.
You know, and if they do,
right.
And
the
thing is that's really it, ladies and gentlemen. If they fucking try to infringe on your privacy laws, sue the fuckers. Sue them. Because, I mean, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Yes, take everything I own, everything I love. How about, no.
No, just take my life, please. Just take my life. And so that means that, take my life, please. And leave me the cadaver.
You know, it should be take my life, you handle, you take care of the finances, too.
Well, take my life and please be careful of how you, treat anything else, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like you don't just... It's like, yes, I'm going to plan and ruin someone's life. No. You could try. Then there's always those people who say, fuck you. Oh, fuck yourselves. Go. Fly tight.
Well, fuck yourselves, but... How do you say fuck yourselves to an internet company that started in 2001?
There's always ways of boycotting it, too.
Who would be... I'm not going to say who would be dumb enough. Who would be smart enough to do that when they have headquarters around the world? A lot of people.
And they have over 1 million users, so that means there's a very good percentage of people on this. May not be as much, but still, everyone has a say. So, that's just me.
So everybody has a day, has a, everybody has a vote, but that's what the,
that's right, there's, voting.
That's why they're voting. Yeah. That's why they're voting. You don't, that's why you don't, that's why when they say you can opt out of something, believe you can opt out of something, you know?
Like, there's always companies out there that could say, yeah, this is going to be permanent. Permanent.
And we, well,
what
I mean, I learned recently that I said to somebody, nothing is ever permanent, when this person thought everything was permanent. And I think I calmed this person's fears a little bit, but because oftentimes people think everything is permanent, and it's not.
Permanent is a scare tactic. People say permanent to say, you're not getting out of this. We don't want to lose this person. We don't want X, Y, and we want to see this person suffer for the rest of their life. We want to see a person end up having not just not living life, but potentially saying, when is it going to...
When are you going to stop living life? Because ultimately, your decision, you know. If you want to end up in hell and go through emotional hell and psychological hell, then you become a Kevorkian. Kevorkian did that. Kevorkian assisted with death. He also assisted with psychological scare tactics, which are basically the name of his game.
And I'm sure that if there is individuals out there, maybe they should be, maybe they're the spawn of Kevorkian. The evil spawn. Like,
it makes me laugh. You know, spawn of Kevorkian. Weird news daily. Oh my god, we should run. You know.
It's like, you don't want this. It's like, you don't want to see this. Those that are involved in these types of matters, they have some issues, too. They're not wrapped tight.
Well, yeah.
And then when it comes down to people wanting to find, say, put a religious aspect in a company like Hobby Lobby has done, and more people are saying, oh, since Duck Dynasty is doing it, why can't we? It's a whole, let's jump on bandwagon. It's like,
well,
who's driving? Who's going to be driving this bus or driving this whatever? Who's going to be driving this bus? Right. But in all reality, who is driving the bus?
Do we ever know
it's
that?
Like, I don't think we ever will know who is actually driving the bus. Who's pushing buttons and saying, oh, this would be nice to do. Oh, this would be a nice way of really, really pushing the undertones of religion, no matter what aspect. And even we could jump on to how George Takei basically, in his own little way, said, since one company has done it, what if they were of a different, had a different religious aspect and they were trying to spread the other religions' laws to the masses? And my thing is like, George Takei did not, when he says something, He says it.
Of course he says it.
And it's out there. And it isn't coming without fail. It's going to be there.
Well, yeah. It's going to be there. But, you know, how do you how does one, you know, do that and keep it
real? Legit?
Keep it real, exactly. How do you do that?
I don't know. Especially since those people who are all who tend to want to think that they're holier than thou, they really don't think of. They think, oh, they're only right. When in fact, no one's right. Everyone's in
time. No one's right. In hindsight is only 2020.
But everyone's entitled to their opinion as well. So you can't deny someone their right to have their own opinion.
No. And we're not saying that.
Right. I know.
We're not saying that, because if we did say that, well,
yeah, that won't be good.
No, it won't be good at all.
And then it would just lead to a mess, and a mess that we would not want to clean up.
Well, a mess that you wouldn't want to clean.
Or a mess that we would be.
Would take time cleaning up.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time.
A lot of time that people don't really have.
Right.
You know.
And that's a good thing. But yes, I'm going to cause people hell. And see if they like it. So,
yeah,
never.
And it's not, I don't think it is the best thing. To, you actually say to a person, no.
I agree.
Everything is permanent. Everything is permanent. Because that scares more than shit out of everybody.
And people don't tend to appreciate when it says, oh, it's permanent. Sorry, check. Nothing's permanent. Permanent is more like getting a tattoo or...
Well, an ugly tattoo.
Yeah. No, no,
because by the time
you
turn 70, it's all wrinkled anyway.
Not a nice tattoo or a tattoo that, yes, a tattoo that you want to cover up in a matter of, and you would have, or a scar it could be. Not a nice not a scar that you would want to have either. It would be one of those
definitely
scars
not
that you want to say, maybe you should go right. It should be different.
Maybe it's because you have
Well, there's also the tattoo removal service, but I doubt at that age you'd want to remove anything except nipple piercings.
Right.
Oh, my.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not advising it, ladies and gentlemen.
We're just
you making. Do. Yeah, just gesticulating. You know, what exactly would happen?
Yeah.
Shall we go on to our next subject?
Yes. You take that one.
Awkward
silence.
Well, do you want me to take that one?
Yes! I would be saying.
Oh, yes. All right. So I didn't hear you. I mean, let's see. Religious fervor on BuzzFeed.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Jindal counts religious right with an eye on 2016. Well, let's just say, first off, the guy looks really stupid. You know, second off, he's running, he has a home, which is a palatial plantation house style home. With actual human beings in it. And paintings that rest carefully on easels with well-fluffed cushion couches that are placed so, just so ornate, it's unsuitable furniture, which is the soul of a good sign, because a pile of lessons looks quite untidily across the piano from the far corner of the room. The fact that it seems like they're living in a museum. I mean, Allison, do you care to comment on this, or should I keep going?
Keep going. I'm enjoying.
The fact is that this person comes from Louisiana. How do we know that he comes from Louisiana? Because he has a palatial estate that looks like the White House in Louisiana. You know, and the fact is that he's about, you know, he's best known, or he's best friends with the best person who wrote, who's 47th governor of the United States, named Jimmy Davis, who is best known for writing the old country song of "You Are My Sunshine" and sending a lot to build the governor's mansion. But yet, it's a thing in which what he's trying to do is put, champion religious fervor, or the religious right, among the United States of America. Now, let me give this audience a little bit of a quick history lesson. How the United States was originally founded, was colonized by the English, but then we had the Revolutionary War, which split the Confederate and the Northern states together, and seamlessly we have the United States.
Right.
Now, the funniest thing that happened is that without slavery, we wouldn't have, there would be no color barriers, but without, you know, this thing is the other way around. Without religious fervor,
there would be no dozen congressmen. I mean,
which would probably do a lot of good.
Well, which would be probably do a lot of good, but then a lot of harm.
Right.
You know, this person says, oh yes, I'm going to go run in 2016.
Yeah,
okay, that's 2 years from now.
Right.
You know.
It is
funny, because, like, when you have guns and religion, that doesn't fucking solve much, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, seriously, guns, religion, sounds like the Wild Wild West. Just replace the cowboys with governors, and the governors and the cowboys who are playing governors.
Yeah.
You know, with sort of like that movie Rango.
Oh, God.
With a lizard who's like, I'm going to shoot you. And the lizard is French, you know, so he's a Canadian lizard. So that I have plenty of loonies, and all the other are going, wait a second. What are loonies? You know, that sort of thing. But yeah, it is kind of funny. This guy, he says, the guy lives on the plantation. He has lesson books. Do you think he's trying to learn how to be a politician?
You know,
because if he did, if he was, you know, a good politician, he wouldn't be roaming through the idiot's guide on how to be a politician. That's
yeah.
What Sarah Palin to figure out.
There's a lot of other people who've had some questionable things.
But then, like, moving on, I mean, just let's just think about it, and I'll come back to this next week. But the thing is that if he's eyeing himself on 2016, he has 2 years left.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. 14, 15, 16. Yeah, 2 years. 2.5 years. That's a short amount of time to live a hell of a lot of dough. You know?
Yeah.
It's a short amount of time, but yet, the religious fervor, I could only imagine each of the religions, the Mormons complaining about their planet that they never own. The Westboro Baptists complain about the religion that they never had. The, my favorite would probably be the Jews, who would always complain about Hitler and never forget they were in the Time War. The Christians, who would think that this was wrong, but still blame the governor anyway and love the slavery. You know, but yet, the funniest thing, you know, you could easily have this sort of thing where it's kind of like having you know, he said that Britney Spears is still hot on TV, but Phil Collins is not. How does this make sense in our society? Well, we can dumb this down even more. Britney Spears is not hot anymore. She's a bunch of she's a bunch of reconstructed surgery on a stick.
No, I don't think so. That's more Madonna.
Oh wait, sorry. Two pops was confused. But yet, Phil Robinson isn't even alive anymore. You know. If he is, you know, Phil Robinson, Duck Dynasty. But yet, the thing is that Duck Dynasty is a bit different than Britney Spears. It's like ZZ Top trying to attempt to date a pop star. Does that make any sense, ladies and gentlemen?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, I'm ZZ Top. I'm going to be the mad ass, the baddest bass player with a beard that every judicial congressman has seen and every Jewish Orthodox Jew loves because of the beard. You know, because they took time to grow the beard. But yet, they took time to grow the beard, you know. And
right.
This guy, it sounds like, you know, to dummy it down a little bit more of society, is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I don't think they know the world at all.
They would love to know the world.
I think they view the world as if it were in a textbook. Which,
Kardashian definitely made her claim to fame for that, so...
Well, yeah, but then her real claim to fame was a sex tape and plenty of clothing.
Or lack thereof.
What?
The lack thereof.
How does one I just keep wondering how this person sees the world, you know. The thing is, he was raised Hindu and became a Catholic in his late teens, only after a complicated and sometimes messy conversion that he later details in a series of articles for an obscure religious journal. Most famous of these, at least in political circles. I'm going, how do you...
It's like, maybe there's something not right with that.
Something's not right with any of this.
I know, it's like, you...
Nothing this is right.
It's like, yes, I'm going to change my religion and claim
I'm going to change my world, I'm going to live on a plantation, I'm going to have instruction booklets on how to become a senator... And then I'm going to run in 2 years. And also I'm going to hike up the tax files so that basically everybody gets charged more taxes and the United States falls into a recession again. That's what I'm going to do.
It's like, and then...
How do you do that? How in the world do you do that? I mean, seriously... I feel sorry for the person.
I agree.
Then on the other side of the coin, this person named Jeremy Meeks, you know, the hot felon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The hot felon
right.
is getting a modeling contract.
Okay.
Huh?
What?
Exactly. How do you get offered a modeling contract when you're on $1.1 million bail?
I don't know.
He's charged with street terrorism.
Oh! So then why is he trying... That people...
Which sounds pretty cold-blooded blooded, but is associated with terrorism nowadays. Okay, just for those in the, not in the know, okay. Street terrorism basically refers to gang activity, and it dates back to the 1988 law passed in California by a state government called Street Terrorism Enforcement and Prevention Act. At that time, the state legislature felt that in California, the state of crisis had been caused by violent gangs whose members threatened to terrorize and commit a multitude of crimes against the peaceful citizens of their neighborhood. Yet, Meek says, it's not really me, and I'm not a kingpin.
Yeah, something not right with him, clearly.
But I'm handsome as fuck, and I get a modeling contract.
It's like, handsome as...
How does this relate? How does it relate?
My opinion, it doesn't.
It doesn't relate.
It's like, I'm out of my way, then screw people over. Be a felon.
Well, I'm
going to
go out of my way, shoot some people, and then land in jail in a $1.1 million bail. And then watch the internet implode.
And every woman wants him, which is even worse.
Oh my.
I mean, Johnny, if you were this person, what would you do?
I don't know what I'd do. Like, wow, like people are hitting me, but yeah, I'm a convicted felon. Like, what the?
And then he also got a porn contract as well. Well, that's a little bit better suited, you know, than a modeling contract, because at least he could show his big, his taxi, and it can meet up with Jeremy. What is his name? Jeremy. Oh, come on, Allison, you must know this.
Meek or whatever?
No,
really
Jeremy. First name, Jeremy, last name.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's a famous porn star. They could possibly get together and start bonding. They could get together and start bonding and shooting in a different way, you know, sort of thing. It'd be entertaining to see, you know,
yeah,
to see him and the famous porn star get along, because the famous porn star was out of the 50s, has extremely long, luscious locks, and is white, and would be stereotypical, you know, sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, maybe this is what should happen. Jindali and this guy should get together, and they should talk about religious viewpoint and stuff like that. Maybe, you know, that should happen. But yet, I don't know what his own boys are saying. They're probably saying, wait a second, hold up a second. You get in jail, blood, and then you get a modeling contract? And you leave us in the lurch?
What's wrong with that picture?
And then it goes down to, who the hell told you?
Who the hell told you to get a modeling contract?
I don't know, but...
Oh, my God. You know, it was pretty funny. But, yeah. So, final story tonight. Kind of. Sort of. Maybe. We continue our bout with Russia.
Yes.
Putin has gone too far.
Not clearly.
If you like or retweet, it can now cost you 5 years in prison.
What?
Which is not...
It's almost like he tweets on a regular basis, Putin, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's almost like, you tweeted, nah, you know. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, first he bans the games, then he ruins the Olympics, then he ruins his wife, or the wife divorced him. Then he bans all communication, then it becomes sort of like the premier of China. Then we have this sort of thing where it levels out, you know. The leveling out of everything. You know, now if we go back to Shintoism, ladies and gentlemen, which is in Japan, and had everything from everything in imperialistic China, right?
He's
kind of doing the same thing in Russia.
Which is never good.
Which is never good. You know? And backdooring, it's almost like, okay. Okay, how do you, you know, it says, retweeting and publication is the same thing as distribution. No, it's not.
What?
On an account run officially by Russia's investigative committee, the replied to original tweet has since been deleted. Get ready. Russia has blocked 150 sites this year after prosecutors have found the extremists. Are they going to say Harry Potter's extremist next?
Wow.
You know? And yet, social media itself has also found its crackdown on targets. The senator, a senior executive, recently visited Moscow for a clear air, the air talks with Russia's communications watchdog, and prompted an official who threatened to block Twitter. To block Twitter within a few minutes if it didn't comply with a request to shut down accounts with a court order.
Wow.
That's, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
No one has
to. How? Under what laws is this happening? Under amendments passed by Parliament earlier this month and published on an official website with Putin's stamp on Monday, prosecutors essentially have the right to change anyone who reposts
content they deem illegal.
So pretty much you're screwed if you live in Russia. Which is your
you're screwed
thought.
If you...
It's never good. It's like...
I don't know how to comment on this because of the fact that, well...
This is fucked up?
Yeah, it is fucked up. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Can I get a hell yeah?
It's as if the censorship laws, because I've done about 3 or 4 censorship theses, one on the American theater, one on comedians, and one on different censorship laws on the internet, and all of them have the same thing, which relates back to this, is that more and more and more people love the Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
That is it. You know? More and more people love this, but they hate it. They hate it in so many ways. And just for your information, this just news in, the voiceover of Commissioner Gordon on Batman the Animated Series has just passed away.
Yes.
So our condolences to his family. But, you know, he lived a great and healthy life at the age of 89. But anyway, back to what we were saying. Putin, I think that Putin is stripping away everybody's right, you know, and trying to be like Stalin was. And it's about his heinous.
It's crazy.
It's heinous. Somebody should go and murder him with an axe. But I don't see how you can. You know. How can you? You know what I mean? He's protected
right.
So far. Probably sleeping with 12 people. You know.
Right.
He's probably sleeping with 12 people. And... taking it all the way to the bank.
Right.
You know. But since it's 11:58 and we have about a minute to go in this broadcast, we will be back with more Putin the next episode.
Yes,
if he does anything
will.
If he does anything rash or brash, we will let you know.
Yes.
We're on to you, Putin. We are so on to you. It is not...
Apparently there's another storm rolling in.
What?
Apparently there's another storm rolling in case you can't hear it behind me.
Hmm.
That's why you're the
rumble. Oh, we can hear it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Now down to you. Brilliant. It's
so,
now down to you. Brilliant.
So now it's our time to go.
It is.
Johnny,
very...
send us off.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and have a pleasant week.
Uh-oh. I got
this.
Oh,
shoot. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.